The Mischievous Bigfoot and the Car Keys Caper. In a little cozy house near the Whispering Woods, Lucas was ready for kindergarten, with his backpack zipped and his shoes double knotted. But Mom was scurrying about like a squirrel before winter, looking frantically under couches and tossing pillows like pancakes at a fair. "My car keys! Who's seen my car keys?" she cried, her voice dancing with panic. Lucas knew it wasn't just any creature that had taken the keys, but his best friend, the most iconic creature in American folklore, none other than Bigfoot himself. Yes, Bigfoot, with his bulky shoulders and his feet as massive as rowboats, had a peculiar penchant for pocketing shiny things that weren't his, especially car keys. Every time he visited, with a grin wide and wild, he would scoop up whatever twinkled or gleamed and hide it away in places only imagination could dream of. Lucas tiptoed to the garden and whispered, "Bigfoot, oh Bigfoot, with feet so grand, return Mom's keys into her hand." With a rustling of leaves and a giggle that echoed, out strolled Bigfoot, keys dangling from his fuzzy finger. "Sorry, Lucas," he boomed, his voice rolling like distant thunder. "Your keys are quite the glittery treasures." And Mom, who had never laid eyes on the elusive Bigfoot, only gasped in disbelief as the keys floated through the air and dropped gently into her outstretched palm. From that day on, she always found a chuckle instead of a frown, and Lucas made sure to check in with Bigfoot, who promised to stick to hiding socks instead. Every morning, amidst the sweet rush of getting ready, they'd remember the day the keys went on an adventure, and they'd share a knowing smile, just Lucas, his mom, and the Whispering Woods.